Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So it's time for you to learn about the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. Yes, this is the magical DC Love. I'm also the real DC Love, or just DC Love. Whichever name you choose is fine with me. I've seen spirit from a very young age, and I just thought everyone did. But my present journey, the one that I'm on today, started in a really crazy way. I had cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone began to text me, and spirit actually sat upon me to get my attention. So much for those little nudges, right? I had no other choice but to listen, and this did propel me forward onto my current path, and it's an amazing path. Today, I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, dream interpreter, animal communicator, and formerly, I was a law enforcement officer. And Joan Rivers sort of like took the gun out of my hands. No. But some of the education that I received, it was not received in a conventional manner. I've traveled to heaven a few times. Once in a while, I was there visiting loved ones, but other times, I attended schools of higher learning. And this really does help me because I can see things now from a heavenly vantage point. This is where I began my channeling, connecting with Jesus and Mother Mary, and really discovered that there are higher levels of consciousness and healing on a soul's level. All of this was sudden. It was unexpected. And it really changed the course of my life forever. I did discover, wow, I have a really strong connection with the spirit world. Since that time, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and protect. But I now have traded in my 357, and someone on Facebook messaged me, and they said, what's a 357? And I said, it's a big gun. But now, I've hung that up, and I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and we can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She and I first connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It did take quite a while to realize this is a divine connection that I have with Joan. She's left this amazing door open, and those on the other side, they continually walk through it. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. It also helps me to really have the ability to relate and work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. As I said before, my journey has been anything but normal, and I wouldn't have it any other day. My purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely activated and two other A words that are just gone from my mind now. Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing practitioner, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, an author, and a teacher. My whole life has been about looking, seeking the truth, seeking more. I came into this life with a certain attitude, if you want to call them that. Because when they come up, I realize that they really are attitudes. And I've always wanted to understand what life is about. What is the purpose of life? What is the purpose of me? And I wasn't getting the answers that I was looking for from regular organized religion. You know, they were more about these are the rules, follow the rules, and everything will go great. And you won't actually know whether or not it's going great until after you die. And if you end up in hell, well, you didn't follow the rules. Okay. That didn't make any sense at all to me. Because they were also saying that God is love. And if God is love, then why would God want me to go to hell? It just never really fit in my life and in my beliefs. And so I started looking. And I've been looking now for 60 years. And I have discovered a lot of interesting discoveries, a lot of interesting wisdom, a lot of interesting truth. And I am coming to understand myself and to understand life and how to let go of the things that I no longer want to experience. And so I was guided to become this life coach because by helping other people, I was helping myself. By helping them find the answers that they seek, I was finding the answers that I was seeking. And I was opening up more and more to my gifts. And that's how I became a channel. And that's how I became a healer. So life really is about learning who you are and then using that information, those skills, those talents, those gifts to improve things for yourself and for other people. And guidance wants me to say that again so that you can really hear it's about improving things for yourself and for other people. Because most people are focused on improving things for other people and not doing anything for themselves. And God's love is there for you too. God really wants your life to be absolutely wonderful as well as everybody else's. So don't diminish yourself. Don't think that you need to diminish yourself in order to make other people better. So you can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, and there's a tab that says Morning with Jesus. Click on that, scroll to the end, and there's Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to her Facebook page, so that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots and lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. Okay, now it is time for us to start hearing some messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, you know what? The first thing is a comment from Ginger. She said, Barbara, could you imagine if there was a Learn More button for life? Every question that you had, you just press that Learn More button. She said, wow, it would be so much easier. And I have to say, Barbara and myself, we connect on Sundays, and we do a beautiful show Sunday evening, Love and Amazing Grace, that's also on Blog Talk with the same number. We had a little bit of craziness. Joan came in, Joan Rivers, Ginger came in, my beautiful furry guide, and it was a little crazy, and Barbara, that craziness has not left as of yet, okay? So this morning I was getting ready for the show, and Tim Conway came in and said, I spend a lot of time, DC, thinking of the hereafter. And I'm like, whoa, okay. Each time I enter a room, I wonder what I'm here after. Like what I do, I guess. I think I have a lot in common with Tim Conway. And then Joan Rivers came in, and Phyllis Diller was with her. And then I heard, I hate housework. You make the beds, you wash the dishes, and 6 months later, you have to start all over again. Housework won't kill you, but why take the chance? So they wrote a little thing on Facebook, if you agree, you know, join us, you know, and instead of join DC Love, it has Joan, DC Love, and Barbara. So she got that in. She's here, too, giving messages today, Barbara. So we got to watch out.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like really a crazy couple of days. And yesterday, I have to say, Jackson had gone home, and I was outside for a couple of minutes getting a couple things, and I saw a man on a bike. And he was really, like, dressed really nice. Like, he looked like he was taking this, you know, this biking seriously. He had a helmet on and an outfit to match. And, oh, Jaxie, he actually stopped in front of my house, and I'm on a dead-end street. And the funny thing was, I was thinking about Robin Williams early in the morning, and this gentleman looked just like Robin Williams, Barbara. When he saw me, he stopped, got off his bike, came over, and he really looked like him. He sounded like him. And I asked, I said, you know, where are you coming from? And he said, Wisconsin. I'm like, Wisconsin? Oh, my gosh. Because that's over 600 miles away, Barbara, you know?
Yeah.
So I gave him, you know, I said, would you like a drink? And he said, sure. So I gave him a bottle of water. I also gave him a bottle of iced tea. And he said, you know, I'm almost here. I've you know, almost reached my destination. He was only a few minutes away. So that was really, really nice. And then I went down to Facebook and I looked in my memories, and there I saw a picture of Robin Williams for that day a year ago. And what the picture had was seize the day and make your lives extraordinary. Do what you love and live your life to the fullest. So I was thinking, like, you can't get a better synchronicity than that, Barbara. I just found that to
true.
Be really, like, amazing. But then, you know what, it's only like a little after 10 my time in the morning, and the insanity didn't stop there. So then I heard, don't confuse a season with a lifetime. Even your trials have an expiration date. If you're doing the same thing over and over, and Albert Einstein, of course, showed up, you know, again, and expecting different results, well, then, you know what, that's insanity. So he said, call DC Love and Barbara Grace Reynolds, and they're really going to help you to start, you know, where you are and then change the endings. You don't need to, you know how it's going to happen, but just that it will happen. So those were, like, the crazy messages that I got this morning. But they're not, like, really, really crazy, but they're crazy, I think, in a good way. And with that being said, Jesus is just chuckling, and he does have a little message for everyone. To find your purpose in life, you have to listen to your soul. Slow down, be present, live fully, connect with love and timeless wisdom. Your soul is resonating with eternal love. Start to live with intention. Live with purpose. And consciously make choices from your heart. Allow joy to be your guide. Express who you truly are. And allow yourself to evolve spiritually. Envision the life that you want to live. Fear less. Hope more. And above all, keep believing. And always trust your inner self to guide you. Go within to lift the self-imposed restrictions. Practice compassion. Oh, my gosh. I'm getting knocked over by Jackson and Callie, Barbara. Oh, my goodness. Enjoy your journey back to your heart. And trust in God and keep moving forward. Face every day with a positive attitude and take refuge in the divine and allow your feelings really to lead you to the awareness of your desires. Become like a child again, and I guess that's why Jackson and Callie ran right into me. And sometimes the heart is able to see what is invisible to the naked eye. Move forward in the direction of harmonious existence. The smallest decisions can really change your life forever, and that is truly, it's amazing. And life continually does present challenges, but you've got to remain strong. And you're going to find that you will grow through these challenges. There are no limits to what you can achieve, and your happiness is not determined by what is around you. It is determined by what is within you. Let yourself be silently drawn by what you love and heed the call of your heart. If your path is more difficult, it's because your calling is a little bit higher, and your soul is urging you to follow your purpose. You like that? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Joy and bliss will lead you in the right direction. Honor that calling, and wherever you are, and, you know, whatever you are passionate about, really, you've got to listen, because this is your calling. It is the reason that you are here, and when you listen to the whispers of your heart, you're going to find that you do find true fulfillment. Bring love and light to the world and go out into the world today and let your presence bring light to the hearts of others. And as long as there is light, there is always hope. Hope will lead the way. Shine your light on all that you meet and continue on to your path. Beloved, shine your light brightly for others to see. I love you, Jesus. And those were my noisy messages, Barbara.
Oh, they were wonderful. And I love your background symphony. Okay, so here is the message that Jesus has for us all now. Beloved one, you really are more. We realize that most of you were taught that you are insignificant, that you are less, that you must grovel and you must beg in order to get God's attention. We want you to know that God is within each and every one of you, and you are more. You are more than you've ever imagined, more than you've ever believed. And the only thing keeping you from living that life of being more are your beliefs. If you do not believe in yourself, if you do not believe in your potential, if you do not believe in your life, then you do not allow yourself to truly live. If you want to make changes to your life, start believing in you. Start allowing yourself to accept you, to accept your life, to accept that you really do have the wisdom to make the best choices. Start accepting all that God has given you, because God has not limited you in any way, shape, or form. Any limitations you have came from you, from your acceptance of what someone else said. You are not here to have your life dictated by anyone else. You are here to truly be who you are, who you are choosing to be. You are here to create a wonderful, magnificent, unbelievable life. And each of you has the potential to do just that. So it's time for you to start accepting yourself. It's time for you to start recognizing yourself. It's time for you to be okay with being you. And when you reach that point, your life will definitely change. Doors will open. Windows will open. Life will become more and more magical and magnificent as you truly love and accept you. So if you want to do one thing to change your life, love yourself. That will bring tremendous changes into every aspect of your existence, because there is nothing more powerful than love. And there is no one more deserving of love than you. We love you. Okay, that is what he wanted to share with us today.
Beautiful, Barbara. That was amazing.
Yes. Oh, okay. And now we've come to the part of the show where people can ask us questions. I don't know where that yawn came from. So if you are in the queue, you have called into the show and you have a question or you'd like to hear a message, don't forget to press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol shows up on the studio board and we will let you ask your question. Okay, our first caller is from area code 917. Hi, who's
this? Hello, this
Hello?
Is Renee. This is Renee.
Hello, Renee. What can we
Hi.
Do for you today?
Hi, Renee.
Hello. I have two questions. Should I move to Trenton, New Jersey? Should I move to New Jersey and accept the postal office job, the mail processor position?
Okay.
Okay.
What was the other question?
Nate, how are you feeling about it?
Hmm?
How are you feeling about it?
Nervous about it because it's so far from where I live right now. I live in Queens, and because I don't have a car, and it takes like 3 hours to get there, and it's going back and forth, and you know, I have to move there, and then I have to sell my co-op apartment, rent my co-op apartment, and besides, I cannot find a more affordable apartment, like a cheaper apartment. It's kind of, you know, because right now I'm kind of doing part-time. If I accept the position, the mail processor position, it's just a mail, it's only 36 hours. It's not even full-time. And then it could be less, too. It could be less hours. So I'm kind of feeling very nervous and anxious. So I don't know if I want to take it. I want to go there. It's just all these things that I don't know if I can do it, because it takes 3 hours by train and bus to get there, and then 3 hours to come back. I don't know how can I do it, and then I have two cats. It's hard to find like a cheaper apartment, and with which is pet friendly, and they will charge you more money if you have pets. So this is the problem. It's really, I couldn't find an apartment that I can afford it and that I like it.
Okay, well, Renee, what I'm getting is you're in need of a little healing, because we've got to go deep within you and see what it is that you're afraid of, see what it is that is holding you back. You really have to figure this out before you can make a, you know, like a really good decision, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Got to remember, honey, you are in control. You don't feel like you're in control of anything right now. I could feel your emotions just going crazy.
Yeah.
And you've got to take small steps, and then you are going to be able to make those decisions that are going to be in front of you. I'm getting, too, that this is a time of expansion for you. You are supposed to, you know, really say, hey, world, it's me, and I'm here. I'm Renee. I'm amazing. I can do this. And from hearing you for the last, you know, few minutes, I don't feel like that, you know, that you're in that space as of yet. But everything that you're wanting is coming to fruition. You know, you are manifesting what you have been wanting. And you really, you've got to, you know, be able to go forward with confidence. And I'm feeling there is no confidence there. You don't have that. We have Archangel Michael walking with you, and he's saying, Renee, please have faith. You've got to stay optimistic.
Sure,
have
confidence.
No, I'm not telling you to move. I'm telling you, you don't have the confidence needed to make an informed decision. Okay? And this is a time of change. And, you know, like a new job right now, you know, is not a bad thing, but you're not ready to step forward. I just see like a little girl that's saying, you know, I can't do this on my own. And we've got to realize, Renee, that there is always reason for the change that enters our life, okay? And you're asked to be open to change. Okay, you have wisdom within you that you have to connect with. This is a time that's going to help you to rejuvenate and to feel better, to be inspired. And I'm getting, you know, a lot of it starts with, believe it or not, having a little fun, connecting with that beautiful inner child, okay? And you're probably thinking, well, how does having fun, you know, really have anything to do with it? But it really does, because when you get into that state of joy, you forget that you're an adult for just a little while. You have fun. And you're not, you know, you're not critical of yourself, because I really feel like you've been a little bit overly critical of yourself, and you don't believe in what you can accomplish. Okay? I'm getting, you know, that you're holding on to like a little bit of self-destructive images of yourself, and you've got to let go. When we were children, we just loved ourselves for who we were, and you've got to connect with that. And the angels are all around you. Like I said, Archangel Michael is there. And they're there to help you to really, to go forward and take, you know, take those steps needed you know, and connect with your priorities, because you've been putting a lot on the back burner, okay? I'm getting, you know, the words procrastination and, you know, fear. So it's sort of like you're standing in quicksand and you don't have the capability presently to take those steps that you need to go forward to change your reality. You've got to think about, you know, really, you know, what is so important to you right now? And if it's, you know, like taking this job or another job, allow the angels to come in and give you signs as well. They'll give you these little signs, and they'll help you to stay motivated so that you can have confidence and go forward. And above all, Renee, expect good things to happen. Expect good, and it will. Okay? You are stronger than you think. You know, and when we're optimistic, that's saying, you know, I have faith, I have trust. I may not know how it's going to happen, but I know it is going to happen. I'm optimistic about my future, and I can make those decisions needed to go forward. Okay? So with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara Hunt, because, Renee, you are in a little bit of a need of healing so that you can make the right decisions. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Renee.
Okay. So we're going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements to let go of some of your fears, your worries, and your doubts. So I just want you to repeat what I say. Dear innate, I release the fear of change.
I release the fear of change.
Okay, you need to say dear innate, okay, so that you're talking to your innate body.
Dear Renee, I'm releasing the fear of change.
Dear innate, I release being helpless.
Dear innate, I release being helpless.
Dear innate, I take back my power.
Dear innate, I take back my power.
Dear innate, I am responsible for me.
Dear innate, I am responsible for me.
Dear innate, I create my life.
Dear innate, I create my life.
Dear innate, I always know the best choice.
Dear innate, I always know the best choice.
Dear innate, no one and nothing has power over me.
Dear innate, no one has the power over me.
Dear innate, my life gets better and better.
Dear innate, my life is better and better.
Dear innate, I deserve the best.
Dear innate, I deserve the best.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
I'm more calm. Less anxious. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Let's do a little bit more, though.
Oh, okay.
Dear innate, I release the anxiety of life.
Dear innate, I release the anxiety of life.
Dear innate, I am powerful.
Dear innate, I am powerful.
Dear innate, I release all stress.
Dear innate, I release all stress.
Dear innate, I release all worry.
Dear innate, I release all worries.
Dear innate, I choose to move forward in my life.
Dear innate, I choose to move forward in my life.
Dear innate, I allow everything to work out perfectly.
Dear innate, I allow everything to have purpose in life.
To work out perfectly.
Dear innate, I allow everything to work out perfectly.
Dear innate, I deserve the best.
Dear innate, I deserve the best.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay. Now, how does that feel?
I'm more calm. Yeah.
And now that you're in a calmer space, you can look at the situation and decide what's most important to you. And they're saying that if you move, then it'll be a wonderful experience. And if you don't move, it'll be a wonderful experience. So it's really up to you whether or not you do it.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Thank you very much, then.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling me.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is from area code 904. Hi,
oh,
who's this?
Hi, this is Tink.
Say your name again.
Tink, how are you? I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thank you. What's going on?
I normally just get the general information, but I know that I've been going like back and forth, and I think now I kind of stand. I called in a while ago, and you said that I keep starting it, but then I guess I lost confidence, and then I just go back to another. Living in fear, and then.
Okay.
I want to know if what I'm feeling now, the clarity that I feel and that I sense, to move and to really start anew with all the lessons that I've come up to now and the situation that I'm in with the abusive boyfriend. I'm trying to figure if me just letting it go.
I'm getting that, a major change around you, and it's coming. I feel like it's really close.
Mm-hmm.
You have learned a lot, and you do have the ability now to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
But I'm still getting that you're holding on to a little bit of fear.
Yeah.
And you really have to have faith, and allow, Jesus, Mother Mary, the angels, allow them to come in and help you with the situation. We never need to be alone. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting, part of the lesson is to have faith, okay?
Okay.
And when, when you see the angels and they're presenting this beautiful golden box before you, they're saying, Tink, please put everything that's, bothering you in this beautiful box. And then the angels take it to Jesus and Mother Mary, and, then you can wait for your resolution, okay? And we've got to understand that, Jesus, Mother Mary, the angels, all of the divines can see things from a heavenly vantage point where we here on earth, we don't have the ability, okay?
Okay.
And you truly deserve to have a beautiful, beautiful tomorrow. Okay?
Okay.
So you've got to have faith and, allow, surrender. And sometimes we try to be the script writer, and you've got to sort of, here's my problem, this is what's been on my mind. I'm surrendering it, but I'm also, I'm not holding on to the wheel. I'm not steering the car. Jesus, you drive the car, I'll ride shotgun, you're in control. And when you do that, you allow healing and love to flow into that beautiful situation, okay? And you allow heaven to come in and to help you, and you'll have all the wisdom and the love and everything you need. You've got to release, whatever you're holding on to, because you are in need of healing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you
yes.
be able to, okay?
Okay.
Even if you can't, there is a solution to your issue, and it's coming. Okay, but when we try to, do everything ourselves, it's sort of like, it doesn't really happen. I was told quite a bit, and I still get told, get out of your own way, okay?
Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot.
And then we have anxiety come in. We have distrust. And we've got to realize, you know what, hey, everything is in divine order, and it will happen in divine timing. Okay?
Okay.
And sometimes there's other people that are involved in the mix. They have free will, so you've got to wait a little bit for that. But when we try to be the script writer, unless you're, you know, you're writing a play or a movie, it really doesn't help, okay?
Yeah, I thought that was what they were saying.
It's easier to chill out, think, relax, put on a comedy show, because you know what? Jesus and Mother Mary and the angels, they've got this, okay?
Okay.
And then you're going to, you know, you're going to say, you know, you guys can do the hard stuff. I'm going to watch a comedy show. And there, you allow healing to come into the situation. And you're saying, you know what, I'm not in charge. And that's a good thing. Sometimes being in charge is not the most fun, okay?
Yeah.
So my dog Ginger is saying, Mom, there's a beautiful prayer for Tink. On the wings of an angel, this prayer comes your way for the smile of God's sunshine to brighten your day. Let his love lift your spirit and lighten your heart, bringing a day filled with blessings for you from the start. And you really deserve to have all these blessings and light and love in every day, Tink. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Truly, there is nothing to be afraid of. I'm getting the word miracles around you. And you've got to trust that everything is going to happen, you know, in the divine right timing. And it will. And you can't even imagine, you know, how it's going to be resolved. I'm here and I'm talking to you. I had no idea I would be doing this. This, what I'm doing now was not in the want ads. Do you believe that? It wasn't in the paper. It wasn't in the want ads.
Yeah.
You know, if you can, employment agencies, they don't have anything like this. So you've got to really, you've got to trust in God's infinite wisdom. Okay? And things, you know, they resolve themselves in ways that we couldn't even imagine, in unexpected ways. Okay? So don't let your faith, you know, get the, you know, or lack of, get the best of you. Because Jesus is with you, divine timing is at play. You're going to get the guidance that you need to really go forward on that path and to bring about the miracle that you're asking for. And with that being said, I'm being advised now by Ginger to turn it over to Barbara because you need a little bit of healing, Tink.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, God bless.
Okay, we are going to make some of those wonderful dear innate statements, so just repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear innate, I trust.
Dear innate, I trust.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release fear.
Dear innate, I release the doubt.
Dear innate, I release the doubt.
Dear innate, I release the self-criticism.
Dear innate, I release the self-criticism.
Dear innate, I release the need to hold myself back.
Dear innate, I release the need to hold myself back.
Dear innate, I accept my power.
I couldn't hear that one, I'm sorry.
Oh. Dear innate, I accept my power.
Okay. Dear innate, I accept my power.
Dear innate, I accept my worthiness.
Dear innate, I accept my worthiness.
Dear innate, I accept that I am the creator of my life.
Dear innate, I accept that I'm the creator of my life.
Dear innate, I accept that I am responsible for me.
Dear innate, I accept that I'm responsible for me.
Dear innate, I accept that I am choosing to change.
Dear innate, I'm accepting that I'm choosing to change.
Dear innate, I accept that I am not alone.
Okay, I couldn't hear the last one. I'm sorry.
Okay. Dear innate, I accept that I am not alone.
Dear innate, I accept that I am not alone.
Dear innate, God is on my side.
Dear innate, God is on my side.
Dear innate, God is within me.
Dear innate, God is within me.
Dear innate, I have the power of God.
Dear innate, I have the power of God.
Dear innate, I accept my power.
Dear innate, I accept my power.
Dear innate, I use my power.
Dear innate, I use my power.
Dear innate, I deserve a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I deserve a wonderful life.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Much better. I know what I got to do. I see it.
Wonderful.
I definitely need to have it. and let the control go. I'll surrender more. Thank you. You guys made my day.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling, and let us know how it goes.
Oh, will do.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day,
hon. God bless you.
Okay, and our next caller, if my computer does what I ask it to do. Okay, our next caller is from area code 860. Hi, who's this?
Seriously, I can't believe it. Thank you. This is Lisa from Connecticut. I'm so serious.
You have perfect timing, you know. It's just like, okay, it's time for Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, you guys. Thank you so much. I'm just really struggling, and I'm hoping for some help because I'm really struggling bad.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to say, or is that it?
That's all.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is Morning with Jesus, Lisa, and Jesus is with you right now. Okay, and he wants to help you. He wants to give you the guidance that you are needing. Okay, and he's saying, do you believe, Lisa, in God's miracles?
Yes, I've been praying for one.
Okay, well, that's what I'm getting around you. You have to have faith, hon. Okay, you have to continue to have faith. And what I'm getting is, well, you have the ability to make a positive difference in this world, Lisa. You're an amazing, beautiful woman. And Mother Mary is with you, and she's saying, Lisa, you know, you are here to shine your light brightly upon everyone you meet. Your smile, just when you smile at other people, they feel the love, hon. They feel the divine love. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and of course, when I say love, love is the answer to, you know, whatever question that you may have. Okay, and I'm getting, you know, just allow love to really surround your present issue. And when we do, when we, you know, we just allow love to come in, ego has to just, you know, like sort of step back, and you allow healing to come in for your situation, okay? And we've got, because sometimes, you know, when we speak about ourselves, or we just speak and we think and different things, we don't, you know, consider to speak only lovingly, okay? And I'm getting for you, you know, like your energy is like a little bit sensitive, okay? So you've got to watch, you know, like whatever, you know, area that you're in, because you do have a beautiful sensitive energy, okay? And Jesus is saying, you know, just allow your miracle to come in. I'm getting opportunities are coming your way. It's going to spill, you know, this beautiful love into relationships. And, you know, all will be love, Lisa. Okay, so do you have a hard time staying optimistic when something happens?
Yeah, because pretty bad things happen one after another, and I can't believe that it's happening.
Okay. Sometimes, like, some of the things that we go through, they have lessons as well. And because of all that you have, like, endured, do you feel you're stronger because of it?
Yeah, but I'm strong enough.
I do.
Bench press a Buick.
Yeah, you are really, really strong. And now is the time to just, you know, like, hand over everything that you are holding on to that doesn't serve you, that has negativity. Surrender the need to try to, you know, do things on your own, because Jesus, Mother Mary, the angels are here. You don't have to be in control, but you do have to surrender, hon, okay?
Okay.
You've been praying for help, and you've called in today, and that's a great thing because we're here, and we're going to help you to release all that no longer serves you, Lisa, okay? And, you know, it's not going to be just, you know, us helping you. You've got to do your part as well. You've got to have faith that, you know, and say, you know, I do believe there's a solution coming my way because truly there is, okay? But when we try to do everything on our own, it's sort of like falls apart. We end up, you know, having anxiety, and we're like, oh, my gosh, like, look at everything that's, you know, that's going on. And, again, like, with you as well as a previous caller, you know, unless you're writing a play or you're writing a movie or something, you're not supposed to be the script writer. You get to just, you know, you could make yourself that bowl of popcorn, put some butter on it, watch whatever kind of movie that, you know, you would like, and know that, you know, that this is being taken care of. It is, you know, being healed. There is a solution that is coming, okay? So being in charge all the time is not really the answer that, you know, that you're supposed to be looking for, okay? Sometimes we're here and we're just asked to surrender.
Okay.
Okay? Does that make any sense to you?
Perfect sense. Thank you.
Okay. Well, with that being said, I am going to turn you over to Barbara because there is a little healing that is needed, Lisa. And thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you for being there.
Okay, Lisa. We are going to do a little work in one of your past lives. So I'm going to kind of talk you through what they're showing me, and then we're going to do some of those dear and aid statements. So
okay.
This is a past life where you were male and you saw that some people were being mistreated. And so you went to the person who was responsible for how these people were treated and told them that they needed to stop mistreating these people. And instead of accepting what you said and making a change, they started to abuse you as well. And they ended up actually beating you to death. So you were there to help others, and it didn't work, and you died. And you, from that, formed a belief that, first of all, you're supposed to do everything you can to help everyone else. And second of all, that you will always be mistreated. So we're going to go back to that vision of what happened at that time, and we're going to see it a little different. We're actually going to rewrite it. And so now I see you, this young man, seeing that these people are not being treated correctly, and you are going to the person in charge, and you are telling them that these people deserve to be treated with love and respect. And this person is accepting what you are saying. They are seeing that what they are doing is wrong, and they're stopping it. And they're grateful to you for coming forward. And they actually bring you in and make you a part of their, I'm hearing the word kingdom, so it must have been a kingdom. And you are now the one who is responsible for making sure that these people are treated correctly, that they get the things that they need, that they are loved and honored. And as time goes by, you fall in love, and you get married, and you have kids, and you teach them the importance of treating others with love and respect, because in everything that you do, that love and respect shines forward. And so you have made this kingdom into a much, much, much better place where people can live out their lives in joy and knowing that they are always cared for. And you know that you are important. that you have a purpose and that you deserve the best. And so now we're going to do some dear innate statements. Dear innate, I deserve the best.
Dear innate, I deserve the best.
Dear innate, my life is about love.
Dear innate, my life is about love.
Dear innate, I extend and receive love.
Dear innate, I extend and receive love.
Dear innate, I am an extension of God.
Dear innate, I am an extension of God.
Dear innate, I am powerful and loving.
Dear innate, I am powerful and loving.
Dear innate, I receive everything I desire.
Dear innate, I receive everything I desire.
Dear innate, my life is filled with miracles.
Dear innate, my life is filled with miracles.
Dear innate, I release any need to struggle.
Dear innate, I release any need to struggle.
Dear innate, I know that I have value.
Dear innate, I know that I have value.
Dear innate, my life is changing.
Dear innate, my life is changing.
Dear innate, I truly love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I truly love and accept myself.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to have more.
Dear innate, it is fate for me to have more.
Take a nice deep breath.
Much better.
So one of the things that the guidance wants you to do is when you are feeling any kind of negativity about anything, they'd like for you to go into meditation and go back into your Akashic records. And you can just imagine a beautiful building filled with all of these records. And you walk in and there's someone there to guide you. And you can tell them what it is that you're thinking, you're feeling, whatever that is, and ask them to see where this comes from. And they will show you that lifetime where whatever it was that happened, happened. And then you can rewrite that story, because that's what we did. We took what happened and we changed it. And when we changed it, you let go of the belief that you are supposed to struggle, that you are supposed to do everything possible for everyone else, but you also are going to fail, because that was part of the belief that you came from that lifetime with. And now that's gone. And you don't need to fail, and you don't need to struggle. And you can help other people and have it be successful and have it come from love. And you can love yourself. So it makes a huge difference in what you are creating in your life. So spend some time doing things like that. And if you want to know more about, you know, the Akashic records and all that kind of stuff, send me an email. And okay, and I will send you a book, and it's an electronic book, so you can read that over and utilize that to make changes in every aspect of your life. Okay.
Wow, thank you so much, Barbara. Thank you, DC.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Stay in touch with us, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless you both.
Oh, bless you as well, honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. All right. Boy, while we were doing that, we had like four people jump into line, so
awesome.
Let me extend the time so we don't run out, and we're now going to area code 702. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Craig.
Hi, Craig. What can we do for you?
My wife is pregnant right now, and I'm about to finish up in school, and we've been having a tough time finding a job or a career change, for that matter. And so we just needed some spiritual impartation.
And is it you looking for the job or your wife?
It's me. I'm the breadwinner.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Is it Craig or Greg?
Craig with a C.
Okay, Craig. It's very nice to meet you, hon. This is DC. I'm getting, you know, like if you really think about what it is that you love to do, you know what? When we do what we love, like the money starts coming in. Have you thought about, you know, what it is that you really love to do?
Oh, yes. Me and my wife wrote down a list of things that we want to draw into us as far as the job that we're seeking. We did it on Sunday.
Okay, because I really feel that, you know, this is, you know, a divine directive saying, you know, Craig, you really need to change what you're doing because, you know, you'll see that, you know, you won't have as much stress and financially you'll be better. I'm getting, you know, this is a great time for you. It's a synchronicity because the angels are saying, he's listening, and you're calling in and you're speaking to us. I'm getting, you know, I see career, something is changing for you, but you've got to stay focused on what you love to do,
okay?
And you will, you know, have that financial independence that you're looking for.
Great.
Does that make any sense to you?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Because I do feel there's going to be an opportunity for, you know, career to go in the direction that you want. There's going to be more prosperity. And I'm getting, you know, there may be, you know, news of something coming soon. But you've got to watch that you're sort of not, I like envision you running down this path. And, Craig, you're running really, really fast. And you're going to, you know, try to stop at a stop sign. And, you know, you're putting the brakes on and you're just running in your running shoes, your track shoes. I see skid marks like a tire would have when they, like, slam on the brakes, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to sort of watch because I do feel like there's a little resistance with you, and you've just got to allow the universe to, you know, to catch up and bring these beautiful opportunities your way, okay? And just, you know, you've got to stay on track and – I'm getting, you know, like, just be careful with spending money, like, right now, currently, as we're speaking. Because I'm getting, soon you're going to have the news that you've been waiting for. And I'm getting the job that you connect with may actually be better than you had hoped for. Okay?
Okay.
So I do feel, you know, like, you are going in a great direction, Craig, and it is going to be really, really good. And make sure that you have, above all, you have balance in your life. Okay? I'm getting, because you are waiting for this, you know, like this new opportunity, you've been talking with your wife. I feel like there's like a little bit, you know, of energy. It's sort of like off balance. And when we're not in complete balance, we could actually feel tired, you know, get drained very easily. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The angels are saying, you know, Craig, this is going to pass and, you know, all is well. In fact, all is well. Okay, so you've got to hold on just a little bit longer. You've got to wait for your divine timing, okay? And if you wait and you don't, like, you know, like jump the gun, in other words, you're going to find that that's something that is going to be really what you're looking for, but more, okay? You're going to get through this. You have the angelic support that you're needing. And it's sort of like you're saying to your wife, let's sit inside. It's, you know, it's hailing out there, but it's not going to last forever. We'll come back out in a little while. You know, you see the storm passing, the sun comes up again, and everything is fine, okay?
Okay.
So one of the words that I'm getting around you, though, is you've got to release something. You're holding onto something within you that is keeping you stuck, and it's not helping you to go forward. Okay? And I'm getting the word forgiveness. There's some kind of energy within you that has to do with forgiveness. Okay? So the angels with you, and Barbara is going to come in to help you to release those old emotional burdens that you actually are carrying. Okay? And to really to be able to see yourself as the divine sees you. And you've got to trust, as I said, Craig, you've got to trust in the divine timing. Okay? There are people around you that are also, like, involved in the situation. So there's free will. And sort of like, you know, that may take a little bit longer, as I said. But if you, you know, if you're patient and you wait, you are going to connect with something that is going to be better, okay? And
okay.
If you try to force things and do it your way, you may not get, you know, the best possible outcome. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you really got to, you know, you really got to go within and just, you know, allow those emotions to surface. Okay, there's feelings within you, and it's sort of like when you start thinking things, it's like you don't allow them to come up to surface and you don't allow them to really to flow out of you. And when we do that, it can, you know, it can confuse us. It can make us a little, you know, like impatient. So I'm getting you are in need of a little healing. And what I'm saying is, like, you're not, you know, it's not wrong to have what you're feeling, but it's not good to hold on to anything that isn't love, anything that is negative, excuse me, because it's just going to slow you down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and the Divine, and this is going to help you to really let go of that toxic energy and to have the clarity that you need so that you can go, you know, forward on your beautiful path and find the purpose, you know, your soul's purpose, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Craig. We're going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements. So you're just going to repeat what I say. And this is talking to your spiritual consciousness, and it's changing your beliefs and every aspect of your life. So it may seem like simple little phrases, but it actually has a huge impact. Okay. Dear innate, I release the fear.
I release the fear.
You have to say, dear innate.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I am ready to move forward with my life.
Dear innate, I'm ready to move forward with my life.
Dear innate, I can do this.
Dear innate, I can do this.
Dear innate, I'm going to be a wonderful father.
Dear innate, I'm going to be a wonderful father.
Dear innate, I provide for my family.
Dear innate, I will provide for my family.
Dear innate, I am surrounded by love.
Dear innate, I am surrounded by love.
Dear innate, I deserve a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I deserve a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I allow my life to flow.
Dear innate, I allow my life to flow.
Dear innate, I am wise and powerful.
Dear innate, I am wise and powerful.
Dear innate, I am changing my life.
Dear innate, I am changing my life.
Dear innate, God is on my side.
Dear innate, God is on my side.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel? And I do see you getting a good job making plenty of money, and you and your wife having a beautiful baby, and just having a wonderful, wonderful life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming. It's happening.
Okay.
So make sure that you are, you know, really knowing what it is that you desire and letting yourself create that. So don't create suffering. Don't create struggle. Unless those are the things you want to experience, and I can't imagine why you would, but create what you actually desire. Let that be the focus of your life. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. And let us know how it goes.
Will do. Thank you so much, ladies.
God bless,
Craig. For calling, Greg.
Thank you.
Okay. And our next caller is from area code 510. Hi. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Leanne.
Hi
Leanne.
What can we do for you?
you just were both in such unison. There's a time, huh? The angels sing. Whatever needs to come through, I am here to receive and say thank you and hello.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Leanne, I'm getting the word miracle around you, okay? And Ginger's saying, you know what, she wants a miracle, but she's sort of not believing 100%. Okay?
Okay, sorry. Yes.
Yeah, is that the truth?
In some moments,
okay.
I mean, that's what, but yeah, I know better, but there have been some interesting moments. So yeah, that's a good call out. Because that was good.
Oh. Okay, because Ginger's just, she's reading your energy.
Yep, yeah, that's why I laugh.
And she's
like, oh,
Mom,
right,
I really love
right.
Leanne. She's an amazingly beautiful heart. She really does love you, Leanne. Okay, she's saying, girlfriend, you got to pay attention to the signs that you're getting. And then when you see the signs or hear the signs or whatever, you got to trust the signs, okay?
Yeah, yes, yes.
And when I see signs, I could be, you know, driving down the road. My husband could be driving, and I'm, like, looking out the window, and I see a tractor trailer. Well, the tractor trailer has something on the side, and I read it, and I'm like, why would that be on the side of a tractor trailer? I think the angels are really creative, and sometimes I really do feel like the message is only something that I can see, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you've got to really, you know, pay attention to the signs.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm getting, like, Ginger saying, you know, she's giving you a pair of running shoes, Leanne, because I always have running shoes on with Joan Rivers as a not-so-divine guide. I never know what kind of situation she's going to get me in. So
yes.
I prefer to have
yes.
running shoes on.
Yes.
It helps, because I really can't run in high heels, so I keep those running
that's
shoes
funny,
on.
That's funny, because I just, that makes it.
Okay, so
wow.
She's saying, Leanne, what are you holding on to and why are you holding on to it? Because it's sort of like you're holding on to something, and then she's showing me a suitcase and she's opening it up and she's saying, Mom, look at what Leanne's holding on to. It's sort of like you're holding on to something from the past and you're bringing it into the present. So if it's in the present, Leanne, when you open the suitcase, correct, there's not going to be anything left in there, any room left for the future. So why are you holding on to emotional ties from the past that actually keep you from moving forward?
Okay.
And as we know, we can't change the past,
but
we can change the future.
Okay,
so go ahead. What were you saying? What were you thinking?
The thing that keeps coming up that I don't mean to be doing, but I can tell it's there, is that woman, that situation. It's actually the circle of friends from my uncle. There's just an energetic that's kind of heavy that I know there's no power over, but I had to do, for example, the distributions and stuff, you know, from my uncle's from special gifts. And it was really hard because there's actually felt really good to honor that part. But what was hard was knowing the lack of integrity, with an item that was a big item that was missing that really was taken from him, but it was meant to hurt me. And the reality is there's more than enough. So I figure that, you know, something else will come through, but it's there. And I'm not trying to hold on to it consciously, but it keeps feeling uncomfortable. Like I want the energy completely away from me. And I am knowing that might be part of the whole thing. Because it's toxic for me. I know that. It's heavy and it's not mine, but it's, you know. And I know we talked about before he passed about the empowerment, and I get that because it let me walk through a lot. But it's energetic. There's something you called on it last time, and now I'm like, that is what it is, because it's
You know what? You've just got to, you know, you've got to do what you were asked to do and just give without
expecting. I did it all.
Yeah.
I did it already, dropping it all off at the attorney. Yesterday was the last drop-off, which felt amazing. So I think, and now I'm really tired, and then I got body work with Reiki, and that I think was
Like after all that you've been through, like this is really like a time where you're slowing down and you have a lot more time to think. And, you know, because of everything that you've gone through, I feel like you are, you know, you're not in the proper balance, and you're not really connecting with your joy right now, Leanne.
Okay. Yeah, I'm tired.
You know,
I'm more tired. It's like the tired is coming, and it's kind of part of the feeling.
Yeah, well, the situation, you know, it was like crazy. It was difficult,
right.
But you really did an amazing job. And you've got to sort of think about, like, reflect on it and just see all the joy that was, like, in this situation for you. There were so many blessings as well.
Yes.
Okay?
Tons of blessings. My God, yes, yes. Actually,
yes, and just keep counting all those.
The crap was actually very small. It's just, I don't want it. So I have to remember just not energize it. The blessings are,
but
like,
I'm just kidding, like, keep
not
continuing.
Even measurable.
Yeah, connect with those blessings daily, okay? Even if you have to think about when you get up, like a couple blessings, write them down or take a mental note. Because as you do, you're going to see that your life is a blessing and you are receiving blessings continually, okay?
Yes. Yeah, that's good.
And I just feel like, you know, like I hope you're connecting with, you know, friends and different things, because I feel like now is the time that, you know, friends can really be someone that can help you through whatever you're feeling, and it's just beautiful because you're starting to write a new story about Leanne, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I just the beautiful people that surround you, they're really going to help you with this, you know, amazing story, okay?
Okay.
So,
and
I have had
openings, like they're openings because I've had two friends visit and stay, which I haven't done in a long time. So, yeah, that's interesting because they're people from a long time ago, my little circle. Yeah, interesting.
Oh, it's sort of like, you know, this is a you can say, like, ah, this feels amazing. It's over with. I did it, you know, and now's the time to just, you know, allow yourself to really connect with friends, because at times, you know, when all this was going on, you were overwhelmed. You were overexhausted. And it's, you know, like, your beautiful friend, you know, she's a chiropractor, but I feel like, you know, you need like sort of like an emotional, spiritual adjustment to get you back on track.
Yeah.
Because there was a low that you were carrying, Leanne, you know, and it wasn't like you were carrying like all these big items, but within you were carrying them. And it was like, it was a load within you. And now you've got to got to relax, you got to rejuvenate, and you've got to get ready for that new chapter of your life.
Yep.
Okay? This is the time to just, you know, connect with your bliss, with love, with peace, and get ready for that amazing new chapter of your life that's going to begin.
Okay?
And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, you better be careful because you might have so much good that you can't even handle all this that's coming your way. And I agree with her. And you might say, like, how can that be? Ginger, but on our birthday, we had so many different birthday cakes and desserts that it can become overwhelming, and at times you can't even take another bite because there's so many.
Yeah.
So I'm getting with you, like, all the good might start, like, rolling in, and there might be a little bit more than you can handle, okay?
Okay,
so with that being said, Ginger's saying, Mom, she needs a little bit of healing because as everything's going on, you're growing spiritually by leaps and bounds, Leanne.
Okay.
And you've got to just, you know, you've got to, there's a little bit of healing. We're going to heal. And Ginger's trying to turn the switch off for them, but she's not getting it. She said it won't turn off. I need Auntie Barbara. So we've got to turn that switch off. And I guess Auntie Barbara has to come in because she does a better job of turning the switch off than Ginger. Okay? Okay, Auntie Barbara.
Yes.
Okay. So let's do some of those wonderful dear innate statements. So repeat after me. Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
And take a nice deep breath. Dear innate, I no longer need to carry the past.
Dear innate, I no longer need to carry the past.
Dear innate, I am creating my life now.
Dear innate, I am creating my life now.
Dear innate, I am choosing what I live.
Dear innate, I am choosing what I live.
Dear innate, I am learning my lessons and moving forward.
Dear innate, I am learning my lessons and moving forward.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to change.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to change.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to let go.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to let go.
Dear innate, I deserve a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I deserve a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I am creating a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I am creating a wonderful life.
Dear innate, God is helping me to create a wonderful life.
Dear innate, God is helping me to create a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I am powerful.
Dear innate, I am powerful.
Dear innate, I am fabulous.
Dear innate, I am fabulous.
Dear innate, I am amazing.
Dear innate, I am amazing.
Dear innate, I am creative.
Dear innate, I am creative.
Dear innate, I am free.
Dear innate, I am free.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Nice.
Good.
Lighter. Good.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Now, you can create your life the way you desire for it to be. It's right there waiting for you. All right. Now you've got your assignment, so get busy.
I know, right? Thank you.
You're welcome. And let us know how it goes.
I shall. Bye-bye. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And our next caller is my favorite number, 111-111-1111. Hi, who's this?
What an interesting show today. I came in and I said, oh, I feel like I'm at Comedy Central, D.C., and her comedy crew was, they were on a roll, and they had me rolling around within my humorous spirit, and then I heard you, Barbara Grace, saying, I got all these A's, but you weren't speaking them. And I said, vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin A. Where's the vitamin B? But anyway, how are each of you and all of you that are present today in this comedy of excitement?
I think we're
fun.
Doing... Yeah, and I think, it actually brings us back into balance. You do need a little bit of humor, and I feel like, you called in and you listened because you needed it as well.
I love
it. Okay, you are this amazing woman of light, and you're on this amazing path, and sometimes, we do have to just step back a little bit and connect with that inner child and have a little fun. And I'm getting, you've been doing so much, and I just see you ascending, Queen. You're rising to these amazing new levels, okay? And I'm also seeing that don't be surprised if within the very near future you have this awesome awakening, okay?
All right.
So just be, you know, open to the blessings that are going to come because of this. And I'm hearing amazing grace around you. And not just Barbara, amazing grace, the anointed and appointed one. Those are two ways, Barbara.
I love it. I love it. Oh, and speaking of that, DC, the magical DC, this morning too, I smelled my new brew, magical brew that I promised to send you at some point in time. If you send me your address, then that'll expedite whenever I get to the mailbox.
Thank you so much. The funny thing is, I've been at the same address for over 10 years. And I actually have three addresses because 911, the emergency system, didn't like the address that has been here for over like almost 30 years, so they decided to change it. So I've got many addresses, but I'm going to send you the one that Spirit guides me to send you, and I know that's the one that 911 recognizes. It's just so funny.
I love it. In my mother's house, there are many mansions. That's a sign of, things to come.
It's kind of crazy, Queen, because when I first moved here, I had called 911. We actually had a bear, a big 600-pound bear, standing in our driveway. And the 911 operator told me it was a male. He said, your address doesn't exist. And I said, well, my address doesn't exist. Then I don't exist, and you talk to yourself. Because you're talking to someone who doesn't exist. But then I went and I continued. I said, but if the bear eats someone, huh? I said, it's on you. I tried. I honestly gave it my best shot. So he actually gave the information to a female police officer. She knew exactly where I was located. She got here, but the bear had already wandered off. And not wandering too far to a local mall, and they had captured it a couple of days later on top of a mall, on the rooftop. It's amazing, you know. So, but I'm getting, I see that divine spark within you, and Ginger saying, wow, look at the way it lights up. Queen, I don't know what you're doing, but you're doing something amazing, and that spark has just like reignited, and it's just getting brighter and brighter. So you're doing, you're doing the work within, and everything is, starting to really, what's inside is really showing a lot more on the outside, where people are going to be noticing the changes in you, Queen.
Nice.
But I just feel like it's beautiful. And don't be afraid to shine that light, Queen. You're asked to really shine it brightly, hon, okay? And maybe, what do you want? Okay. And you're asked to, like, make yourself maybe, like, a little bit more available to others, Queen. So I don't know if I don't know how you make yourself available to others. I don't know if you post things on Facebook and maybe talk to others, Facebook Live, something like that. But I'm getting, the Divine is saying, Queen, make yourself available more so to others. Okay?
I'm working on that.
And the Divine wants to help you to really to take steps forward to do that. And Ginger's there and Joan Rivers, they're going to help you as well, so be careful. And watch and notice the signs. And I hope they're not signs like I had gotten, because the signs that I had were like heavy-duty signs. I hope you notice the little ones, Queen.
I'll take I'll pay attention to all the signs that are for me to read and accept, so I'm not going to put limitations on it. But, when you said that about your address, it took me back to when we first moved here. And they changed the address here. It used to be a county road, and now they, you know, they changed it. So that happened to me as well. And not only that, they changed the name of the, well, they didn't do what they should have done to name me where I'm located in terms of, you know, like the city, the county, whatever. So I know the feelings. I've been transported by the system.
It's just crazy because, yeah. I mean, I know that, you know, like what you're saying, I am actually like in two cities. I'm on the border of two cities. So in actuality, I am located in the two cities at once.
Here I am, you know, so we have a lot more in common than we knew before. check it out.
Yes,
check it
yes.
in, you know.
Honest to goodness. Archangel Michael is standing next to you, though, Queen, and Ginger has a pair of goggles. So I don't know what is going on with that, but there's some kind of like a heavy-duty chakra cleaner because you're not releasing something that needs to be released. You're holding on to something, Queen.
Okay. Open up my hand. And open up my heart. Let it go.
Sort of like you're outside and you're communing with nature and you're putting rocks in your pockets and your pockets are weighing you down, Queen. Now you can barely take a step forward. You have so many rocks in your pockets. Okay? So there's something like emotionally that is weighing you down. And I don't think it's from this lifetime. I actually think it's from a past life connection. And you need to release it so that you can easily go forward on that beautiful path. So Ginger is asking
okay.
that Auntie Barbara come in, allow Archangel Michael to use his heavy-duty industrial chakra cleaner, and then proceed on with some more healing, okay?
All right, well, thank you so much, traveler of time and space. I appreciate
it. we appreciate you and love you. Thank you.
Love return.
Okay. First, we're going to let Michael pour in his chakra cleaner. Imagine him pouring it in through your crown chakra. Feel it moving down through all of your chakras. And anyone else who wants to experience the chakra cleaner, just let Michael know, and he'll be happy to do it to you, too.
Do it. Do it, Michael.
It looks like there was some stuff. I'll just call it stuff. I don't know what else to call it. In your base chakra, your first chakra. And that has to do with survival. You're not telling me exactly what it was, but there was something there, and it's gone now. So that's good.
Yeah.
You're saying that you are back in alignment with your heart.
Thank you.
And you're saying, okay, now you can make a wish. So what is it that you wish for?
Could I speak it?
It's fine whether you do or not. So it's up to you. If you want to share it, share it. If you don't want to share it, don't share it.
I share my wish, my knowing to be always in harmony with the all-knowing, powerful essence in my consciousness. Always. Always. Never, ever.
Okay. I'm moving energy through you now. Making sure that you are in alignment with that essence. Just take a nice deep breath. Thank you. Boy, they're clearing something out of there. Okay. How does that feel?
It feels magical. It feels like elevation.
Good, wonderful. You're showing me that you have fairies on your shoulders.
And the song, there's a hole in my pocket, dear Elijah, them rocks are just gone through the hole in my pocket. In my pocket, you know, going, I'm turning them into gold nuggets, to dropping at my feet. May I ask a question or two?
Okay.
I would love to hear from through you. Pata and Irte. Pata is one and Irte is another. They'll unite through you, I'm sure. And oh, what a beautiful morning.
Okay, here's what they have to say.
Ooh, excitement.
We are here for you. We are always here for you. As you proceed on this journey, this beautiful life that you have created, we want to make sure that you remember you, that you remember the importance of you, the beauty of you, the majesty of you. We do understand that you want to create something that you can share with the world. You are always creating so many things that you are sharing with the world. And that is wonderful. Make sure you are also creating things just for you. Creating the jewelry that speaks to your heart. Creating the beautiful colors and patterns on the fabrics that awaken your soul. So that when you are wearing your creations out into the world, people feel your energy, your beauty, your power. You really have come in this lifetime to do so much more than you've ever even imagined. And you are just scratching the surface. Know that there is so much more for you. There is so much more within you. Open your heart and just feel it getting as big as the universe. Allow it to be all that it is. You didn't come to play small, so don't even try. You are more. You are magnificent. And you are loved. Be the truth that is within you. We are always with you. Always.
Wow. Baba Grace, the anointed appointed one, they are both master crafts persons. One was a jeweler and a clothing designer. You brought that in. The other was the architect and master craftsman in ancient Kemet, Egypt. And I am to say to you, as my reflection, remember that. And to you, magical DC love, transcendent is your friend.
Oh, my gosh. Queen, I don't know what is going on. Like I said, I connected with Barbara on Sunday, and this craziness is still with me. So I'm just trying to keep it to keep it low, because you can't have it constantly up there all the time. It's just a little too insane for those around me.
I love it. I love it. I'm not with you in every moment, but when I'm with you, I love it. It's beautiful. It's much appreciated. And yes, your Comedy Central show is calling you. It's been calling you to do it. Do it, do it, do it. The people will love you in that platform.
No, I've got to say, I sort of have to have Archangel Michael standing with me at all times, because at times when it comes out, it's kind of scary, where it scares me as much as the people around me out in public. I was at a restaurant with a friend, and it was probably about 8:30, 9:00 at night, and we decided to go out for a bite to eat, and all of a sudden my head whipped. I felt like I should have had whiplash. It whipped so hard to the right, and I screamed. This poor girl that was there, a worker, I screamed her name from across the restaurant. We've never met before. It was her grandmother that wanted to say hi to her. So she used me. Grandmothers, for some reason, they use me as their, as their little, their voice. They use my voice, and I yelled her name so loud across the restaurant that I was like, oh, my goodness. And then I just, I talked to her to calm down, because the two of us were in a state of, confusion and really a state of craziness. So when spirit comes in, whether it's Joan Rivers, Ginger, or a grandmother, they've got to make sure that, I don't get in trouble. And if they get me in trouble, they better have bail money. That's all I could say.
They got it. They got it. They got pockets full of miracles. Don't even fear not. Just tell them to make adjustments. You were saying that adjustments to how they flow in. But you remind me of the Caputo woman, that does that kind of thing. I know there's a show. If you want to do it, there's a show. There's money, pennies for your pockets, millions for your thoughts. Your words are to be spoken to masses of people. Anyway, thank you. I think there's
one more
behind
amazing.
Me. So are you.
Totally amazing. God bless you, and I thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Namaste. Namaste, my
friend. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay, VC, we finished another amazing, beautiful show.
Oh, that's awesome. That is totally, totally awesome. Because as you were giving, your parts of the healing and the messages, I was on mute and I was cutting up cucumbers for Jackson and making sure that Masha and the bear stayed on. So I'm going to let him commune with Mother Nature, because he wanted to go outside. And I said, I don't have the capability to do a show outside as of yet. Maybe the angels, they'll be a little creative and they'll help me to do that, so that in the warmer weather, Jackson can run outside and I could be there as well. But I want to thank you, Barbara. What an amazing start, to this beautiful day.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you, everyone, for being a part of our show. And we send each and every one of you lots and lots of love. And remember, God is there for you. So don't give up. All right, we will be back on Thursday for another Morning with Jesus, and we hope everyone has a beautiful day. Oh, go ahead.
Ginger is saying, wait, Auntie Barbara, don't leave. I'm actually going to have Jackson on Thursday, but there's going to be four more of our grandchildren running around with Jackson.
Oh, my gosh.
So I don't know how much you would be able to hear, actually, if I do try to go live on Thursday, because I'm going to have five of my seven grandchildren here.
Okay, so we may skip Thursday.
It may get a little bit too wild, because we know how Jackson is. Could you imagine amplifying that by four more?
Yeah, that would be a bit much. Yeah.
So I'm really I'm getting a little sad, because I really love this show, but I'm trying to be a little bit practical as well.
Okay. Well, you know, if you decide we're going to do it, we'll do it. If you decide we're not going to do it, we won't do it. So I will let you be guided, and you just let me know what's up.
Okay, I will. And you have a very blessed day, Barbara, and everyone. And little Jackson just gave you a thumbs up for your message.
Thank you.
Have a good day, everyone. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.